بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. We continue the discussion with regards to the sixth pillar of al-iman, al-iman bil-qada'i wal-qadr, the sincere faith and correct belief with regards to the decree and the preordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has decreed all things and nothing occurs except with His will and according to what He has decreed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner that He allows. And we see in the lesson today the benefits, or some of the benefits, of having the correct creed with regards to the qadr and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has preceded, and this will be the first benefit. And we mentioned in the class that has preceded that the iman of an individual will not be correct and he will not be upright except by believing in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And having the correct creed and the belief is a means for the completion of the faith and the completion of these pillars, the pillars of faith, and the completion of the deen. And also from having the correct creed and belief in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is from the completion of a tawheed, and particularly from the completion of the correct understanding and the belief in tawheed al-rububiyyah, in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in the belief and the correct creed with regards to the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is able and capable of doing all things, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, if He wills something, then it will occur just as He has willed it and has just as He decrees. And if He did not will it or did not allow it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will never occur. And He is the Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, from the wisdom, or excuse me, from the benefits of the correct creed, al-aqidah, al-sahihah, with regards to al-iman bil-qadr, likewise, a believer will be able to stay away from sin and leave off negligence, and likewise stay away from harming others and stay away from oppressing others and deceiving and tricking others, and stay away from seeking to earn provision in a manner that is impermissible and the likes like this. And this is where we had left in our previous class, and we begin with this issue. The issue of having the correct creed and the qadr, and how it will aid the abd, and it will help and be a means to facilitate for an individual to be able to stay away from sins, and to stay away from oppression, and to stay away from trickery and deception and the likes like this. It has been narrated by al-Imam al-Bukhari in his authentic collection of hadith, rahimahullah. He said, بَابٌ وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدْرًا مَقْدُورًا. The chapter with regards to the statement of Allah, the Most High, and verily the command of Allah, it is a decree that is preordained. It is a decree that is preordained. And he mentioned the narration with his chain to Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا تسأل المرأة طلاق أختها لتستفرغ صحفتها ولتنكح فإن لها ما قدر لها. لا تسأل المرأة, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a woman, she must not ever ask طلاق أختها, for her, the divorce of her sister, meaning either her sister or any blood sister, or even the sister in Islam. This is what is being referred to. Nam, that it's not permissible for a woman to ask for her husband, to ask her husband to divorce his other wife. If a man has another wife, it's not permissible for the woman to ask that the husband to divorce the other wife. لتستفرغ. لتستفرغ. صحفتها. So that she can empty out her plate. And you take from her provision and take everything that she has and leave her with no provision. وَلِتُنْكَحْ. And so that she can be married. Also, what is mentioned about this is that it's not permissible for a woman, if a man approaches her in marriage and he already has a wife, and he asked for the hand of a woman in marriage, and he is an upright individual and he is suitable for marriage, that she would say to him, "No, I will only marry you if you divorce the wife you have now." All of this is not permissible. All of this is not permissible. Not permissible for the woman to seek her husband to divorce her for any so that she can be married, or as a condition in this manner like this. All of this is not permissible. All of this is haram. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here he mentioned why. And the reason why the woman, she would do that, she's afraid that she would take some of her provision. She's afraid that if she marries that man while he has another wife, that some of the provision that should be for her, or some of the good that he has that should be for her, will go to the other wife. And she's afraid that she will not get her share. And the likes like this. So this is from the reason why she would want him to divorce her the other wife before she marries him. In this manner like this, afraid that, you know, she will eat from her plate. So this is what it means here in this narration. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it's not permissible. And then he clarified why. And he said, فَإِنَّ لَهَا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهَا sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily, she will have that which is decreed for her. Verily, she will have that which is decreed for her. And meaning her provision will come, whether he has one wife or two wives, or whether he divorces the wife that she seeks divorce, asks him to divorce or not, whatever is provided for her, or whatever is decreed for her from provision, it will come to her, whether he has a wife or not. Or whether he listens to her and divorces the woman, or he does not respond to her in that manner. That, or if he marries her or does not marry her, her provision has been decreed and it will come to her. Naam, and this is from the belief in the Qadr. Al-Hafidh ibn Abd al-Barr, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died in the year 463. He mentioned, he says, هذا الحديث من أحسن أحاديث القدر عند أهل العلم. That this narration is from the best of the narrations with regards to the decree, and according to the people of knowledge. لما دل عليه من أن الزوجة لو أجابها وطلق من تظن أنها تزاحمها في رزقها فإنه لا يحصل لها من ذلك إلا ما كتب الله لها. Then he said that this narration here is from the best of the narrations, from the best of the hadith with regards to the decree, with any according to the people of knowledge. And this is because of what it indicates from the fact that the husband, if he were to respond to her and he were to divorce the one that woman thinks that she will take from her plate and take from her provision, and verily this will not occur. This will not occur for her, and she will not obtain from the provision except for that which Allah has written for her. سَوَاءٌ أَجَابَهَا أَوْ لَمْ يُجِبْهَا. Whether he responded to her and divorced the woman, or he did not respond to her and did not divorce the woman. And so in any case, that the woman, she's only going to get that which is decreed for her. Therefore, instead of trying to seek to oppress her sister and to oppress another Muslim in this manner, she should remember the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rely upon Allah azza wa jalla and seek his aid and assistance to obtain the provision that is permissible for her. And this is the proper way. نعم وهو كقول الله تعالى في الآية الأخرى قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا. And he said, رحمه الله, that this is similar to the statement of Allah in another verse, and say to them that nothing will inflict us except for that what Allah has written for us. Nothing will afflict us, and nothing will befall us, or no calamity will strike us except for that which is written for us. Even from good, likewise. No good or no harm can come to an individual except for that which Allah has written. except for that which Allah has written for the person. So the believer who remembers this, he will not try to seek his provision from the haram, and he will not be taking bribery and the likes like this and giving it, or dealing in interest, or taking money in a manner that is not permissible, or purchasing and selling items that are haram, seeking a provision, because this is something that Allah has decreed. And this is something that Rabbul Alameen, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He has taken the concern for, and He is the one who this affair is in His hand, and He has decreed that every individual will get its provision. And He is Ar-Razaq, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So therefore, it's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who remembers this, he will remember. He will not trick the people or bribe them, or he will not act with deception in order to obtain a provision, because he knows that he can only get that which is provided for him by Allah azza wa jal, which is decreed for him. Now, فَإِنَّ لَهَا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهَا فَإِنَّ لَهَا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهَا. This is the reason that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this is the purpose for the narration here, that he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily she will only be able to get that which was decreed for her. She will only be able to obtain that which was decreed for her, meaning that which Allah has written for her, and Allah has decreed in His divine decree and preordainment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, a believer will not try to seek the provision from the means that are not permissible. Rather, he will suffice with that which is permissible, and he will rely upon Allah azza wa jalla to get that, and he will take the means, but he knows that he will only be able to obtain that which Allah has decreed. So this will keep him from having to deceive the people or from oppress the people, just as is mentioned in this narration. Just as is mentioned in this narration. Also, from the benefits of the correct creed and belief with regards to the Qadr is that it aids a person to be able to bear the hardship of calamities and to be patient in the face of difficulties. And this likewise has come, an example of this has come in Sahih Bukhari as well. And it is narrated from Usama radiallahu anhu, قال كنت عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ جاءه رسول إحدى بناته وعنده سعد وأبي بن كعب ومعاذ وابنها يجود بنفسه فبعث إليها لله ما أخذ ولله ما أعطى وكل بأجل فلتصبر ولتحتسب. Now the narration is mentioned that Usama radiallahu anhu, he is with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a messenger of one of his daughters came to him. And a messenger from one of the daughters of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a messenger from one of the daughters of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came to him to inform him about some affairs happening to the family, to his family, and to his daughter and the child of his daughter. Now, and Usama, he mentions that Sa'd is there, and Ibn Abi Waqas, and Ubay ibn Ka'b, and Mu'adh, yani ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhum jami'an, they're all with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the messenger he mentioned at this time, wabnuhu yajudu binafsihi. Wabnuhu yajudu binafsihi. And her child, her son, is giving up his soul. Her son is giving up its soul. So at this time, one of the daughters of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, her child is dying. Her child is dying. His soul, he's giving up his soul. And she sent a messenger to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inform him of this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was with some of his companions, and he sent a message to her. And he reminded her of this affair. And he reminded her of this creed and this aqidah and this firm faith and belief. And this was as a means for tarbiyah for him, from him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also a means for her to be steadfast. And he said to her, to his daughter radiyallahu anha, لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذَ وَلِلَّهِ مَا أَعْطَى, that which Allah has taken, it belongs to him, and that which Allah has given, it belongs to him. وَكُلٌّ بِأَجْلٍ, and everything has its term appointed. فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ, then she should be patient, and she should seek the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. And she should seek the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, at the time of calamity, and for example, and the loss of the life of a loved one, and the life like this, that a believer remembers the command of Allah, and the decree of Allah, and the lordship and the rububiyah of Allah, and His ultimate authority and power, and over His creation, and that we all belong to Him, meaning that we have all been created by Him and that we are all returning to Him. And at this time, this particular child likewise, he's from the creation and he's from the dominion and he's from the things that belong to Allah. And everything in the creation, it has a time that has been appointed for it, and it will go away. And the time for that young child had come. So therefore, his soul is being taken. And this is something that a believer must remember, that this soul is being taken by the command of Allah and by the decree of Allah. And that which Allah the Most High, He commands and decrees, it is nothing but wisdom. And it's based upon his ultimate knowledge and wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon the slave and upon the servant is to submit to that, and to be pleased with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to surrender to Him, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to not be upset or to be angry. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this great calamity, that he's reminding his own daughter. And this is how he cultivated and raised his family, obviously from this narration. This is an indication likewise that a believer will show concern for their family. And he will cultivate them and raise them upon the correct creed and the correct belief. He's beginning with himself, and then after that his wife and his daughters and his children and his sons and the likes like this, and those under his care and concern, he will raise them and cultivate them upon the proper creed and the proper belief. And from that, al-imanu bil-qadr, lillahi ma akhadha wa lillahi ma ata, that which was taken belongs to Allah, that which he took, it belongs to Allah, and that which has been given, it belongs to Allah. Yani the souls of the ibad, it all belongs to Allah, and our lives, they belong to Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that we're returning to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet, he reminded her of this, yani so that she would be steadfast. فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ, that she should be patient and seek the reward from Allah. وَكُلٌّ بِأَجْلٍ, yani everything. And وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ بِأَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى, everything has a term appointed. Everything, the life of this dunya has a term appointed. The life of every soul, it has a term appointed. We cannot go past it, and we cannot hasten it. You know, that term is appointed by Allah and decreed. And it is written and known to Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believer who remembers this, then he'll be able to be patient at the times of calamity. And the believer who remembers this likewise, he'll be able to be patient and stay away from the sins. And having the correct creed and the correct belief with regards to the decree of Allah and the command of Allah and the will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important to know these affairs and to learn them and to complete one's deen and to be upon the correct creed. Naam, and to know that ma asaba min musibatin illa bi-idhnillah, that there is no calamity except that occurs except by the permission of Allah. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ, and that whoever believes in Allah, then he will guide his heart. This is an amazing verse with regards to the decree. And we have mentioned before the clarity or the clarification of the fact that أَلِيمَانٌ بِالْقَدْرِ مِنْ أَلِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَمِنْ تَمَامِ أَلِيمَانِ بِتَوْحِيدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ وَبِرُبُوبِيَتِهِ, that the belief in the decree is from the completion of the belief in Allah, and from the correct, and it's under the issue of believing in Allah. And likewise, specifically in his tawheed al-rububiyyah, in his tawheed al-rububiyyah. So Allah, He says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, نعم, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. Now, and there is no calamity that befalls except by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is in Surah At-Taghabun. Surah At-Taghabun. مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. That whatever, that there is no calamity that befalls except by the permission of Allah. And that whoever believes in Allah, then He will guide his heart. And Allah, He has knowledge over all things. And He has knowledge of all things. Ikrimah rahimahullah, Alqamah. Alqamah ibn Qays al-Nakhai, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this narration. And he says, هو المؤمن تصيبه المصيبة فيعلم أنها من عند الله فيرضى ويسلم. And the meaning of this verse, that there's no calamity that befalls except by the permission of Allah. And whoever believes in Allah, then he will guide his heart. Meaning this is with regards to a believer, that a calamity will befall him and he knows that it's from Allah, and from the decree of Allah. So here, فَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ, whoever believes in Allah, meaning believes in the decree of Allah, and that nothing happens except with the command of Allah and the permission of Allah. And then he submits to that and he's pleased and he surrenders to that command, then this is the one, يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ, then Allah will guide his heart. So at the time of calamity, whatever believer, he remembers that this is from the decree of Allah and that he cannot escape it. That is something that he cannot, that was decreed for him and preordained, and there's no way that he could avoid it. And that is from the command of Allah, and that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is the most kind and merciful, and likewise he is all knowledgeable and wise. And that whatever he decrees, it is good, even if the slave understands that the wisdom behind that or not, and he submits and he surrenders. Then at that time, this is a means for his call, for his heart to be guided. يَهْدِي قَلْبَ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَ. This is a conditional sentence. And whoever believes in Allah, and in his decree, that he's able to do all things, and he knows that the calamities, they're all from Allah, that the decree is decreed by Allah. He knows that, he submits to that and surrenders, and he's pleased with whatever Allah has decreed for him. Then Allah will guide his heart. Any the condition, يَهْدِ قَلْبَ. The one who does this, then Allah will guide his heart. So likewise, from the means of having guidance, and the increase in guidance, and being steadfast, is to have the completion of this faith and the correct creed and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at this time he will not grieve and he will not have doubts and the likes like this. Some people, calamity will befall them and they have doubts. And the likes, if they have good, they follow their deen and they follow their religion. And if some calamity befalls them, they have doubts in their deen. Iyadha billah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. Some people, they worship Allah like they say, عَلَى حَرْفٍ, like meaning on the fence. And if it's good for him, he's worshiping Allah. If it's not good for him, he falls on the other side. But rather a believer who knows that everything is decreed from Allah, the good and the bad. It's all good from the aspect of Allah's decree. He only decrees that which is good. But from the way that we see it, maybe some of it seems to be bad. But it's a wisdom behind it, and it's a purpose for it. Therefore, the decree of Allah is all good. But as with regards to that which occurs to us, some of the things that occur are good or bad, but they're decreed for a reason and a wisdom, and that is all pure goodness, and that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَشَرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَشَرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So a believer, this is a means for him to be steadfast, and this is a means for him to be firm, and likewise it's a means for him to be brave. And a believer who knows that the command, that the command and the affair is in the hands of Allah, and nothing can happen to him, and the people cannot harm him except for what Allah has decreed, he will be brave and he will not be a coward. And likewise, this will be a means for him to be generous and to not be stingy, because he believes in the decree of Allah, and all of this happened from the will of Allah, and his provision, it came from Allah, and he, just as the provision came, more will come to him, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And that which has been decreed for him will come, and Allah has encouraged him to give charity, and the likes like this, so he will give charity, and he will be generous, believing in the decree of Allah, putting his faith and reliance upon Allah, and taking the means to obtain more wealth that is halal and allowed for him. And likewise to be brave and to be strong in the face of danger and hardship and the likes like this, because he has faith in Allah and the decree of Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed all things, and nothing can occur to him, not from the people, even if they all gather together to harm him, except for what Allah has written. And no one and none of them can help him likewise whatsoever, even if they all gather together, except by the permission of Allah and what he has written and decreed and allowed subhanahu wa ta'ala, as has come in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. The one who remembers this and he knows this, then he will not put reliance on the people, and he will not put his faith in the people, and he will not put his trust in the people. Rather, he will have his faith in Allah and his trust in Allah, and he will have strong reliance upon Allah, and his relationship and his connection with his Lord will be strong. And likewise, it will be a means for him to leave off showing off and worship, because his heart is not connected to the people, and they are from the creation like he is from the creation, and they cannot do anything except for whatever Allah has decreed for them. So therefore, he does not hope from them. Rather, he hopes from Allah. All of this is from having the correct creed and the correct belief and the decree. and in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His divine preordainment, tabaraka wa ta'ala, that nothing happens except with His will, and nothing happens except according to His command and decree, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is a great belief and a great creed, and how beneficial it is for a believer to understand it and to apply it and to live by way of it in his life. The fruits of Iman, they will come to him. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. This is from the tree of Al-Iman, from the foundations of Al-Iman. Al-Iman bil-Qadr. Al-Iman bil-Qadha'i Allahi wa Qadrihi Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. From the narrations that are very beneficial with regards to the clarification of the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, that which has been found in Sahih Muslim from the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa ahabu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'ifi wa fi kullin khayr. That the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. But both of them have good. And both of them, there's good in both of them. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, احرس على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله. Be diligent about that which will benefit you and seek the aid of Allah. ولا تعجز, and don't be helpless. وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا. And if something inflicts you or befalls you, do not say, oh, if I had only done this or that. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ, but rather you should say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Whatever Allah, this is the decree of Allah, or Allah has decreed this, and whatever He wills, it occurs. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Because by saying, if I had done this or that, then this opens up the doorway for the deed of shaitan, and for the effort and the actions of shaitan to affect an individual. So this is a great hadith with regards to the clarification of the correct creed and belief in the decree. And from that is that the completion of this, of the belief in this pillar, it is based upon two principles, two foundations. And that is that one, by believing in the Qadr, he has to take the means that are legislated to obtain his goals, and to obtain the good that he hopes for, and also to be safe from the evil that he's afraid of. And at the same time, he must do that and not rely upon those means, but rather he relies upon Allah. إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Naam, and this is the topic that we will discuss in the class to come. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيَنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمٍ.